Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
2 days before the 2024 election, Stephen Miller tweeted out, quote, "If young men don't want to be drafted to fight in Kamala and Cheney's third world war, they better get out and vote for Trump." Well, guess what? Trump is the president. I'm a young man, and we are now closer to a third world war than we have ever been after the United States and Israel launched coordinated strikes on Iran overnight. Those coordinated strikes immediately escalated into a regional conflict where Iran is now striking back at United States naval and air bases in the Middle East. I just saw a video of a strike that happened in Dubai. So all throughout the Middle East now, Iran is retaliating against U.S. bases, and the U.S. and Israel are continuing to launch strikes against Iran. I want to go through some statements from leading MAGA figures. Some of these statements will be about a year or two old, but they aged very poorly. Then I want to show you some statements from leading MAGA figures today, like minutes ago. Marjorie Taylor Greene just came out and called this administration a lot, just full of liars. She is very, very pissed at this administration. But let's back up to 2025. Charlie Kirk, the deceased Charlie Kirk, posted in June of 2025, so a few months before he died, he said, "This is insane. Regime change will result in a bloody civil war, killing hundreds of thousands and creating another massive Muslim refugee crisis. Topping a leader is never as easy as you think. It almost always results in further involvement, a civil war, and chaos. Resist this." We obviously disagreed with Charlie Kirk on 99% of things, but he is correct here. Historically, he is just correct. Regime change, even if in Venezuela Donald Trump got away with grabbing Maduro, regime change 98% of the time will result in the United States getting pulled into some forever war nation building project where it results in more debts, more money, more debt taken out, and that only harms our generation. We're already in so much debt. Tulsi Gabbard said in January of 2020, quote, "No war with Iran." Well, guess what? Tulsi Gabbard is the current director of national intelligence, and we are going to war with Iran. What about, again, Stephen Miller said, "If young men don't want to be drafted, they better get out and vote for Trump." So I flipped his words and I posted, "If young men don't want to be drafted to fight in Trump and Vance's third world war, they better get out and vote for Democrats in the midterms." And this is just the truth. This is literally the truth. Democrats have come out almost uniformly, except for like John Fetterman, but almost uniformly have come out and said, the United States should not be launching regime change. We shouldn't be putting troops' lives at risk. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news videos that we provide. We will continue to hammer home the breaking news, the truth, and push back against MAGA. I want to show you what Marjorie Taylor Greene said because she responded to this Twitter thread. The Twitter thread starts off with the Donald Trump clip where he says, quote, "The lives of American heroes may be lost and we may have casualties. That often happens in war." So Trump is for some reason preconceding that U.S. troops might die soon. We haven't even put boots on the ground. We haven't even officially gone to war. We've just struck them a bunch. And then it says, "Polling reviewed by the administration asked how many American casualties voters were willing to accept in a war with Iran. The answer was zero. Americans demanded zero casualties because Americans did not support a war. That's how stupid this was. Americans do not support any casualties, and Trump is acting like they will." So Marjorie Taylor Greene responds, quote, "The Trump admin actually asked in a poll how many casualties voters were willing to accept in a war with Iran. How about zero, you bunch of sick fucking liars? We voted for America first and zero wars." That is Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out with very, very strong language, calling this entire administration liars. What about Donald Trump back in 2012? I'm sure you guys have seen these tweets by now, but back in 2012, he said, "Now that Obama's poll numbers are in a tailspin, watch for him to launch a strike in Libya or Iran. He is desperate." Trump then tweeted out in 2013, Remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled. Look at who ended up attacking Iran, and look who couldn't negotiate properly. He also said, be prepared. There is a small chance that our horrendous leadership could unknowingly lead us into World War III. Now, Cigar from Breaking Points, who is not MAGA, he just made a great point. He said, a declared regime change, war of choice for freedom of the Iranian people, a regional war in matter of hours, American lives are at risk, a massive depletion of military stockpiles on behalf of Israel, but most importantly, the most profound campaign betrayal in modern U.S. history. Tommy Viter of Pod Save America says, Trump promised to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Instead, he has launched two regime change wars in Venezuela and Iran in the first 13 months. This is the exact opposite of what he campaigned on and what we were told MAGA wanted. Stephen Miller sent out in 2024, just a few days before the election, quote, Kamala will send your sons to war. Guess what? I'm a son. I'm 23 years old. I dropped out of college to build this media business. And it's not about me. It's about the lives that are currently at risk in the form of our U.S. soldiers. But Stephen Miller does keep referring to this draft. He said Kamala will cause some sort of draft. Well, guess what? We are way closer to being drafted under a Trump Trump regime than under Biden or Obama. What about J.D. Vance back in 2023 pointing out, 20 years ago, we invaded Iraq. The war killed many innocent Iraqis and Americans. It destroyed the oldest Christian populations in the world. It cost over $1 trillion and turned Iraq into a satellite of Iran. It was an unforced disaster, and I pray that we learn its lessons. So J.D. Vance is coming in with a very anti-interventionalist view in 2023, and Trump just essentially blew that up. Actually, this only bolsters the theory that Trump would rather have Marco Rubio as the next president than J.D. Vance. Trump has been given 4 to 5 opportunities to endorse J.D. Vance, and he always turns that down and opts to say that Marco Rubio is doing great. I'm not going to endorse anybody. Marco Rubio is much more aligned with Donald Trump and the neocons on foreign policy. J.D. Vance doesn't want us involved at all, so I'm sure he doesn't agree with this and is only pretending to. Selena Wang says, Tucker Carlson told Jonathan Carl that the U.S. attack on Iran is, quote, absolutely disgusting and evil. He suggested it will have a significant effect on Trump's political movement, saying, quote, this is going to shuffle the deck in a profound way. It's not even just about this. It's not even just about Stephen Miller's lies. It's not even just about J.D. Vance flipping his position. It's about the repeated lies coming from this administration. We can talk about the Epstein files. That's been happening for like 8 months now. The administration has been lying to our eyes. Of course, the victims have been fighting for much longer, decades they've been fighting for. But for the past 8 months, this administration has been lying. What about Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy? That happened about a month and a half back in mid-January. They lied to us about that. They are lying to us about Caribbean strikes and lying to us about this. J.D. Vance wrote a Wall Street Journal opinion article in 2023, and it's called Trump's Best Foreign Policy, Not Starting Any Wars. He has my support in 2024 because I know he won't recklessly send Americans to fight overseas. How poorly that has aged. Mike Irfan points out, welcome to the third term of George H.W. Bush. 1/3 of U.S. Navy fleets are currently in Iran, and now we are starting a war. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, these rapid-fire breakdowns, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.